Hi, my name is Alan from LLW Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. I got this inspiration to explore this video after the Business Times ran an article titled, Who Want to be a Property Agent? Rewards Could Overweight Risk. This article mentioned about the rising number of property agents that are keen to explore this industry. However, it seems that something is lacking here. I feel it's not so much about the financial benefits, but rather about survival. After all, I know it too well. I came into this industry because I lost my job back in 2009. I think I'm the best person to talk about this content. In recent years, Singapore has witnessed a remarkable surge in the number of property agents, raising questions about the long-term sustainability of this trend and its implication for the broader economy. While the booming real estate market and the allure of flexibility, high income potential are obvious draw, a closer look reveals that this phenomenon is also a symptom of deeper structure issues within the labour market, particularly for young Singaporeans. Mounting concern over job market stability, underemployment and perceived competition from foreigners in white-collar sectors may be quietly pushing locals, especially the younger generation, towards alternative career paths like property agency work. Talk so much, no use. Let's dive deeper into these labour issues. According to the Council for Estate Agency, or CEA, as of 2025, there are over 36,000 registered property agents in Singapore, a significant increase from the approximately 30,000 agents just 5 years ago. This is a 20% increment. This growth has led to a crowded and increasingly competitive industry. The uptick is even more pronounced among younger professions, with many new entries in their 20s and 30s, either fresh out of university or switching career after facing challenges in the traditional corporate world. This expansion raised a key question. Is this surge sustainable? Can Singapore property market continue to absorb such a large number of agents without resulting in oversaturation, reduced earnings per agent, and increased turnover rate? There are several reasons why property agency work has become attractive to Singaporeans, particularly younger individuals. Firstly, it's all about money. The property market, buoyed by rising HDB resale prices and strong demand for private homes, offer agents means to make attractive commissions significantly higher than entry-level salary in other industries. A single successful transaction can yield thousands in commissions, making the profession lucrative for high performance. Secondly, many younger Singaporeans like myself value flexibility. Real estate offers a freelance-like model with fewer hierarchy constraints than traditional corporate career. Property agents set their own schedules, manage their own client, and manage their own cash flow, and cultivate personal brands through social medias and digital marketing. We are the one-man entrepreneur. That is why I enjoy working in this line without a superior to look over my shoulder. Thirdly, the property industry has a lower barrier to entry. What you only need is to pass the real estate salesperson or RES exam to practice legally. The relative ease of entry, no formal degree or prior experience required. This makes it accessible for the wide range of job seekers, including young job seekers to mid-career to retirees, hoping to make some passive income. In contrast, sectors like finance or technology often require years of education and internships. Lastly, the rise of social media means that younger agents can market themselves more readily with platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. These have allowed agents to market listing and themselves directly to an audience, transforming property into lifestyle content. This digital savvy approach has attracted many millennials and Gen Z Singaporeans. While the above reasons explain the surface appeal, the sheer volume of new agents suggests that something deeper may be at play. Is there a growing disillusionment with the traditional job market? Over the past decade, Singapore workforce has faced rising concern over job insecurity, especially among mid-career professionals retrenched due to economic restructuring or technological disruption. They have difficulties in finding jobs. That is why I realized that many of my peers who just hit 40s are private hire drivers today. What is actually happening? This is not a new trend. When I was in my teens, I've already heard this happening for the longest time ever. That is why I urge fellow Singaporeans to upgrade. Upgrade and transform. That is why every year, I will go and upgrade myself through this website, STEPS. STEP offer attractive price polytechnic and ITE courses to help you to upgrade, upskill and uplift yourself with a full range of courses designed to your specific needs. Don't say they are useless talk. My journey from learning web designing donkey years ago to digital marketing and finally landing here as a property YouTuber is the best example how I upgrade and stay relevant. Even SkillFuture has showcased my journey in their marketing video, an agent of change. By the way, this is the best SkillFuture training I ever attend. There are also other issues facing the workforce, underemployment, particularly among degree holders stuck in roles that do not match their skill sets or salary expectations. Then, what about non-degree holders such as polytechnics and ITE graduates? Is there still a future in front of them right here in Singapore? This is something very concerning as we talk about a forward Singapore direction. Do you know employers are required to pay CPF to both Singaporean and PRs based on the age group you are in? As for E-Pass, S-Pass and Work Permit holders, they are exempted from CPF contribution. This is stated clearly in Ministry of Manpower and CPF website. Don't say I anyhow talk. Even opposition MP has raised this issue in Parliament to level the playing field. Anyway, if you are a business owner, who will you employ if everything being equal? This concern came to a heated discussion most recently in Parliament. There's a debate between NCMP Leong Man Wai and Minister for Manpower Tan Si Lek. Leong pushed for greater transparency in employment data, arguing that lumping Singapore citizen and PR together obscure the real impact of foreign labour on local job prospects. He suggests that many Singaporeans feel squeezed out of high-value roles by newcomers with international experience, lower salary expectation, or employer favour skill sets. For younger Singaporeans who have grown up with the promise that education lead to upward mobility, the job market has not always delivered. Many feel that they are competing in the tilted playing field, where the promise of a stable, well-paying job is less certain than ever. This environment fosters a sense of urgency to find alternative paths to financial success, and real estate appears to offer one. That is why I can't stop wondering if there is some of the reason why PAP lost Sengkang GRC to Workers' Party in the last GE. After all, Sengkang has mainly young families and a younger demographic in the workforce. Despite the popularity of the industry, the reality is that not all agents survive. In fact, CAA statistics have shown that an average of about 1,100 agents did not renew their registration each year due to career change, personal reasons or retirement. Moreover, if too many talented Singaporeans pivot to the real estate sector, viewed by some as easy money, there may be a misallocation of national talent where professionals who might otherwise contribute to growth sector like healthcare, education or other industry. Ultimately, the rise in the number of property agents is more than just a story about a booming industry. It's a reflection of deeper social economic anxiety. While the government continues to champion upskilling and industrial transformation, more must be done to ensure that core sector remain attractive and accessible to Singaporeans, both in terms of job quality and career progression. If structural issues in the labour market, especially those related to wage competition and job displacement, are not adequately addressed, you can expect more Singaporeans to exit traditional career paths in search of alternatives like real estate, Grab drivers, gig work, or even self-employment. Here, there is always this misconception that agents make a lot of money. Let me share with you my understanding on the ground. The top 20% of the agent make 80% of the sales commission. This is based on the Pareto principles. The top 20% of agents are making a decent living, just like any full-time employment. However, only the 20% of the 20%, which translate to the top 4%, are making attractive income. I call them the producers in any organization. They can be your senior manager to head of department. For the cream of the crop, are those in the top 20% of their 20% of their 20%. This translates to the top 0.8% of their top 1%. These are the CEO level, the number one man in the company. Trust me, do not underestimate this group. Ask them to run any company. I'm very sure they can turn the company around. Anyway, the growing number of property agents in Singapore reflect a growing concern on the sustainability and inclusiveness of Singapore labour market. If young Singaporeans increasingly view the corporate world as uncertain and unwelcoming, they will continue to forge their own path. This isn't inherently bad, but it demands that policymakers take a hard look at the evolving landscape, addressing the root cause behind the property agent boom, particularly the fear around job security and foreign labor competition, may be just as important as managing the property market itself. Because in Singapore, where housing is not only important, the labor landscape that supports it must be equally strong and inclusive. That's all. Thank you for watching. I hope I have given you a breath of fresh air with my content.